Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should do. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I am Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your hilarious, amazing, handsome, might I add, host, James Stevens. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. You?
I have a proposition for you, Mr. Host.
Oh yeah? Okay.
My proposition is...
What do you got?
Instead of normal small talk, because this is the first time we've talked after Christmas. Now, obviously, video game GeoGuessr came out, but that was pre-recorded. So, for us, this is technically our first recording of the new year. So, I was curious. I'm thinking instead of the normal small talk, we talk about Christmas and what presents we got.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought it would be really funny to say no, but that's a good idea. So, I'm
going to
say yes.
Damn, John doesn't like my idea. Well, John, you are the host. Do you want to start? You want to talk about
it? So it was like a bit of a smaller Christmas this year because my brother and his wife, they like have so little time off from their work because my sister-in-law is like, I forget exactly what she does, but she works with animals and like animals don't take vacation, you know?
Mm.
So they can't always get off work for the holidays and whatnot. So only my sister came down because my other brother was sick. So we did a lot of like virtual, like back 2020 COVID style Christmas. So we were on video calls while we opened presents. I got a good amount of books. I got a trilogy from my favorite author, and then two Stephen King books, and I got something else, I believe. Oh yeah, and then I got a trilogy about superheroes that are evil, kind of like The Boys.
Oh, I see.
So.
Nice.
Also, I got a laptop. That was pretty cool.
A laptop? You just throw that in there at the end. Like, I got a bunch of books, guys. They're amazing. Oh, by the way, I got a laptop.
Yeah, I love it just like casually. I got a laptop.
Oh yeah, like that's probably the nicest gift that I got because it's a laptop, but I got it because I needed one for school, and it was like, I was gonna get one for myself, but I just like kept procrastinating, and then my parents were like, oh yeah, we got you a laptop, and then I set it up. It was so annoying because Windows has this weird thing called S mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, basically what it does is you just can't download stuff. And it's, like, defaulted into S mode because it's, like, I guess safer to not be able to download anything that's not on the App Store. But the thing is, like, you can't turn it back on. So I was really confused, like, do I want to turn this off? Because it feels really weird that they're having me not be able to download stuff, but, like, maybe there's some sort of reason. No, that's it. It's just so you buy stuff on the App Store.
Oh.
So, Windows, what are you doing? Good.
Is it Windows 11, right? Because it's a new computer.
It's Windows 11.
I'm telling you, Windows 11 is cursed or something, dude. Every time I talk to people about about their problems with the PC or computer, I always ask, "Hey, are you on Windows 11?" And their answer's always been yes. And I'm like, this is why I haven't swapped over yet. Like, obviously, once Windows 11 or once Windows 10 stops getting support, I'll have to switch over. But it's like, I've said this before probably, but my sister and brother used to record stuff on their computers.
Right.
And like, my video would be just fun, like Faz, for example. We'd record Faz together. And I'd always like to have their footage because, you know, I'd like to swap between footage. And their footage never worked. Like, it was always like, it was so laggy to the point where you'd be on a single frame for like 10 minutes. That's how bad it was. And I'm like, what is going on? Because their computer supposedly was the same as mine in terms of quality. And I'm like, and I looked in their specs and it's like, yeah, it's telling me it should be. And then the one thing that I found was different was they run Windows 11. And since then I've been like, all right, I'm not touching Windows 11. They can keep asking me all they want, but I'm not touching it.
Right. I think my main computer is Windows 11, and I think I had some issues. I can't remember if there was an issue I kept facing when I was recording. When it was like, it would just change the audio, properties for no reason, and then it would be behind. So like, something would happen on screen, And then, like, a few seconds later, you would hear what happened. And, like, it would just decide that that was what I wanted. I can't remember if that was before or after I switched to Windows 11. I haven't had issues like that for a long time. But then again, maybe I just haven't been noticing because I haven't been editing the new stuff yet.
Yeah. But, Noah, you want to tell us what you got for Christmas?
Yeah, sure. So, kind of like John's Christmas this year, it's a bit of a smaller Christmas. It was just me, my mom, and my little sister. And what I got was, like, some underclothes thermals I could wear for work that'll, you know, help me stay warm because there's no goddamn heaters at work. And my grandparents actually sent me this really nice winter coat that it feels like it's made for Antarctica, but it keeps me super warm, so, you know, it's nice.
Mm.
Yeah. My grandparents, on the other hand, they gave me this tin that's made of copper that kind of looks like a desert setting in Arizona. It's got, you know, cactus and the typical stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Along with that, my step-grandfather, I think you would call him, got me a hat with a pipe on it. And this hoodie that actually has, like, an Xbox controller on it is, like, neon. It's actually pretty cool.
Nice.
But, yeah, I mean, like, just got, like, clothes and, like, that's pretty much it. Pretty good Christmas, though, all around. That was a bit of an interesting one, especially because I didn't have my dad this time around.
Yeah.
Although not a bad Christmas, so I'll take it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, as for me, I got... in total I got 17 books, so I am packed for packed for this year. I got so there is a set of 10. So this is where most of them came from, I guess. There's a set of 10 Minecraft related books that are Minecraft endorses. Like, there's always been like Minecraft spin-off stuff, but they're not endorsed by Mojang. But there's 10, there's a series of 10 that are, and I wanted to read them. And so I have a set of 10. I asked for that, and I got it. Then I got there's 3 Bending the Ink Machine books, and I'm like, okay, I like Bending the Ink Machine. Let me go read those. So I got 3 of those. So that's 13. I got, like, an artificial intelligence type book. It's focused around AI, and how AI is changing our world and that kind of stuff. I found that interesting. I actually found that at Five Below, and it was on a deal, and I'm like, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and we put it in the cart so my mom could wrap it and stuff. I also got Pride and Prejudice, which I've been told was a book that some people, a lot of my millennial friends, I guess, have said that they've read, that they were forced to read that in school and they didn't like it, but I've been told from people that read it on their own that it is actually a good book if you're not being forced to read it. There is a bit of romance in it, but I don't particularly like romance, so I'll just ignore that part of it. But I've been told it's pretty good, so I have that one. Must be missing. I'm definitely missing a couple. I'm staring at them right now, but I can't see the names of them. But either way, I got 17 books. I counted them. What else did I get? I think it's Chinese. I got Chinese Oreos, and they're lemon flavored. So instead of the normal filling, it's lemon. And I find that very interesting. I've actually had some so far. They are amazing. It actually works quite well, the chocolate and the lemon. So, yeah, it's really good. What else did I get?
That sounds interesting.
Oh, I know what book I'm missing. So there's a book about... I've talked very little about this game on the podcast itself. I think that mainly the times I've talked about it has been a video game, the Video Game Warp series. Over on my channel, I talk a lot about it. It's Far Cry 5, which is one of my favorite... shooter game. It's probably my favorite shooter game to ever come out. Because not because of the shooter is interesting. I mean, it is, but not because of that. It's because the story is amazing in that game. And as someone who loves story-based games, the lore and the characters and the backgrounds and stuff, all of it was so amazing and well put together in that game. I think Far Cry 5 by far is the best Far Cry game that Ubisoft has ever made. And there's a book on it, apparently, that kind of, it's from the perspective, I think, of a character that you see in the game that's kind of plays a minor role in the game, but you kind of get to hear more from her in the book. And you kind of, from what I can tell, you can kind of, I haven't read it all yet. I've read about one third of the way. And from what I can tell, you get a little bit of background on how the villains were, what they were doing before the main character got there. So yeah, that's I've been reading that. That was the first one that I started reading. But yeah, a bunch of books. I'm definitely forgetting stuff. I got a lot of like chocolate stuff. I like 70% to 100% dark chocolate, and so I got like a range of 70. I got 72. One had 80 or something. I'm definitely missing stuff though. I mean, that's the main important. Oh, I know. I'm looking at. I can't believe I forgot this. I got a harmonica. I got a Fender Blues harmonica, for anyone that knows what that means. And it is amazing. I haven't learned really much anything on it, so I will not be playing you a sample. But, it is a very good harmonica. It comes with a cloth, because obviously it's a metal instrument, so you gotta be able to wipe it down and stuff, from all your disgusting juices that come out of your face. But it's awesome, and I got it because I think a harmonica is one of the more easier things to learn. As well as the fact that it's a hilarious instrument. Someone's just talking about something you don't like, so you just pull out the harmonica. So you don't have to listen to them. Obviously that wasn't the main reason I got it, but it is definitely a really cool harmonica. It's a C key harmonica. It's a she, guys, hang on. But no, it's a
harmonica is actually a woman.
my harmonica is a female. No, it's a C key harmonica. So, cause you can get them in different ones. There's an E, there's an F, there's a G, although G sounded like it was going to be weird to learn. So it's a higher pitched harmonica, but it's really awesome. I'm going to learn how to actually play a thing. Maybe in, at the end of 2025, I can play a song for you on the podcast here. I don't know how that would sound on the podcast though, cause I know audio transcends a little bit differently. Although I guess now that I'm recording the podcast episode instead of John, it would probably sound a lot better than if he was recording it, because then Discord would do something to it probably. But yeah, definitely my favorite thing is probably all the books, but the harmonica definitely is coming in second for sure.
I remember I was just a few weeks, maybe like a week ago, I was editing one of the videos we had recorded together, and you had mentioned that you were going to ask for a harmonica for Christmas. I think it was either just before or just after Christmas I was editing the video. I'm like, I should ask about that.
What video was it?
I think it was one of the tabletop simulators. Oh. Not the newest one, though.
Oh, the one before that one?
The one where we played Life and Skippo.
You're just now getting to that?
Yeah, I haven't done it. You know, I put them off for so long. Like, I have so many videos from like 2 years ago that I'm like, I'll get to it.
You're really like piling up your stuff. You're making your life harder by doing that, man.
Yeah,
because what I'll do is I edit them right away, but they don't usually go up for a while because I have a back catalog. Right. But I do that just in case, you know, like I go on a random vacation or like right now there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm not going to explain everything. I'm maybe considering college. I'm not totally sure. But there's a lot of things going on with, so like, I haven't been able to consistently upload, so I've been uploading a lot of pre-recorded stuff recently. So.
Right. That's fair. I was looking at it earlier to see how many gigabytes of recordings I have. I have at least, like, 250.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's so much, because, like, there was a good amount of time where I was streaming like almost every day, and I was recording almost every stream I did. So there's a whole bunch of old videos that I do, as well as a lot of them. There's like 19 videos in one folder that is just my permadeath videos, because those are larger projects that take me a long time to edit, because I take the entire playthrough and like get it down into like maybe 1 to 2 hours, so it takes a while.
I'm just hearing a bunch of procrastination is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I feel like if you were to die, your channel would outlive you for like at least 100 years.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, can somebody just like take over for me after I die? And then they got plenty of footage.
You put it in the will that they need to continue your legacy.
Yeah, somebody finish the videos. They're gonna be bangers.
Yeah.
Anyways, it sounds like y'all had a good Christmas. Ethan, do you have a headline for us? Or two, or possibly even three?
No, I've ever since I think it was the 3.0 initiative, I've maxed it to two. I think, again, I was actually just listening to an episode where I had done this. I saw something, actually, it was like the one after Christmas 2 years ago. I saw something throughout Christmas, and I'm like, oh, I should write that down and put it on the episodes. That way I can talk about it. And guess what? Never did that. So kind of forgot. It was something Mr. Beast related. I think it was about, oh, yeah, I mean, you can qualify this as a headline. Mr. Beast Games came out. Well, the first episode was kind of already out last time we talked, but I think the first four, and Squid Game, Mr. Beast Games and whatever, and Squid Game came out basically around the same time. And I haven't watched Squid Game part or season two yet. I've seen clips of it, so I kind of already know. Which is, I don't know if I want to watch it, because I, from the clips, I always saw the beginning, started the clips. I started liking this one character, and then she got killed immediately, and I'm like, are you effing kidding me? So I'm like, oh, great. So we'll see if I want to watch that one. But, Mr. Beast Games is, like, my problem is, it's a really great show. But I don't know, like, there's been proof that the contestants, like, some of them, like, were denied medical service, some of them were, like, a lot of the females, unfortunately, were denied, like, very important, I don't know if I call it medical, but very important things that they need in their day-to-day life, and it's like, I can't, like, I don't really want to support that, but at the same time, he's denied it, but then there's the, I don't know what to think about it anymore, but as a show, ignoring all of the, like, the controversy that's come with it, ignoring all that, it's actually a really good show. I have to admit when I'm wrong, and it's a really good show. Mr. Beast as well as Amazon Prime have done a great job at making it very dramatic, very enthralling. They make you like a lot of the characters, and they make you hate a lot of the other ones. Currently, there's a contestant that is literally, so everyone's like, the first episode, everyone's like, oh, I want to support my family with this money. I want to retire my mom. I love that answer. And then this one guy was like, I'm going to buy 6 Lamborghinis. I'm like, I want you to lose immediately. Like, I want you to just get out of this.
The 6 Lamborghinis, man.
No. And so, like, and unfortunately, he's still in as far as I've watched. I haven't watched, I think, maybe the latest one, but I think he's still in the game. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But there's a lot of eliminations where it's like they're like, you're relying on other people, and if like if I was in there, I'd be like, oh my god, I'm like, my life, my place in this game is reliant on this bozo. What am I doing here? You know, I like having control over my, you know, over like these types of things. But it is still a good show. So if you want to ignore the controversy that's surrounding it, then it is honestly a good show. Apparently, according to Mr. Beast, as well as just if you look it up yourself, normal statistics, it is number one across like 40 different countries or something. It's crazy. So clearly it's doing well. So I've watched it. Watched the first couple episodes. And again, you have to, like, if you don't care about the controversy, whatever, you can watch whatever. I did care about it, and I still liked it, so it's up to you how you want to take that scenario. I don't approve of anything, if it is true. I don't approve of anything that they were doing, because that's horrible to deny people, like, that kind of stuff. But they're, like, the Amazon, as well as Mr. Beast, are denying it, but they haven't shown any counterproof, so I don't know. It's a messy situation, but it's kind of hard, because I don't like to support... Like, this is my same problem with What's-Her-Face, the creator of Harry Potter, whatever, whoever she is. Mm-hmm. She's a terrible person, and I've never liked her, right? So I as a person, cannot support her in any way. I will never buy any of her books. I'll never buy any sort of movie, because she gets money from those. And, like, that's just the person I am. You don't have to be that way. You can just be like, well, she's a terrible person, but I still want to participate in the franchise. And that's fine. But I personally can't do that. If Mr. Beast stuff is proven true, I'll probably stop watching immediately. But until, because right now it's not resolved, so until it gets resolved in one way or the other, I'll probably just keep watching it, because it is a decent show. That's my stance on it.
Honestly, personally, I haven't watched anything Mr. Beast in, like, the last 6-7 months.
Has your motorcycle watched it in the past 7 months?
You know, I didn't think it would be a problem with where I am, but apparently, still across the fucking river, they can still fucking ruin it.
It's not as loud. Like, there's been times where, like, it's gone by. Like, even John was like, oh my goodness.
Like, are you recording on the motorcycle?
No, I was riding a motorcycle as we speak.
I'm literally across the fucking river, and it's still, like, you know, audible.
I will say, I didn't all mention right. this one during the pre, but besides the random motorcycle this went by, you've had much clearer audio so far. Like, there's not been, mm-hmm. like, random hum buzzing. You're not in the back rooms anymore, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Ethan, I do agree with you about Far Cry 5, because I've actually recently started playing that again. Fucking love it.
Oh, did you play it before and you're replaying it?
Yeah, I actually played it a couple of years ago, and then I don't know why, but I just stopped playing. But I actually got back into it again. Love it.
Yeah, it's a, if you love story, like, when you think of Far Cry games, you think of just, like, basic shooters. You're, like, and I understand that, because that's what it looks like on the cuff. And Far Cry 4 does that a little bit. I liked the bad guy in Far Cry 4, but that was about it. His lackeys were annoying. They didn't, you really see them that often. There was one of the lackeys that I liked, but other than that. And the story was, it was kind of like classic war, like two sides fighting. You gotta figure out a way to stop it. Far Cry 5, though, like, they saw Far Cry 4 and they're like, hold all of our beers at the same time. Cause, oh my goodness, they went hard on that game. The story is amazing. As a Christian myself, I love seeing how people take the, cause I don't get offended by this and I don't know why people do, but I like how they take it and, like, make it so that instead of being the normal way it is, they make it so that it can be taken to the extreme where it's like, oh, this isn't just, you know, this isn't your family friendly, Christian Minecraft server. This is a cult. And like, and they're trying to murder people and everything. And it's like, and the characters are so, I don't know if lovable is the right word, because they are murderers, but they really make you care about them, even though they have killed people. Like, the main guy, the father, Joseph Seed, whatever you want to call him, he's very, like, he literally, because Noah said he's played it, so I'm going to hashtag spoilers, I guess, if you haven't played the game. In the end of the game, you get a choice to walk away or to continue to fight him. And mind you, you've killed his entire family before this choice happens. And even after you've killed his entire family, he gives you the choice to walk away from that. Like, what person would do that? If someone came and killed my entire family, they ain't walking away. Right? So, like, for him to be able to have that much composure and that much forgiveness in him to be able to do that, that's insane. And then his lackeys are amazing. Like, the John Seed, he's not bald, unfortunately. That would have made the game an instant 10 out of 10 if John was bald. They didn't have that reference in there, though. He's kind of like the one that make you hate, because he is kind of a douchebag.
I already killed him.
Great. Jacob Seed is kind of like, what he does special is he gets in the player's head. He doesn't worry, like, it's almost like he breaks the fourth wall a little bit, because he tries to manipulate the player, which is really awesome, and I love when games do that. And then Faith Seed, she kind of manipulates you as well, but she's more so about, like, she has, like, magic powers or something. I'm not totally sure what's going on with her.
She's a drug.
Yeah, she's, like, drugged, and she's, like, she has a really tragic backstory of how the father was kind of, like, beating her, not beating her, but, like, he was abusing her, definitely, in some way, and she was kind of coerced into being with them, and, like, that kind of thing.
Well, now I just feel bad that I'm trying to kill her.
Well, she is super hot, so there's that, too, but, I mean, like, that's kind of just a side piece of that. It's fine. You guys know my feelings about that. But yeah, overall, it's a great game. And they kind of continue it in New Dawn as well. If you haven't played New Dawn, I would also say it's not as good as 5, because, I don't know, the story, I get why they did it, because people loved Far Cry 5, but I probably would have just kept Far Cry 5 where it is. Although, I will say, there's an expansion in Far Cry 6, and I'm not usually one for DLC, but there's a DLC in Far Cry 6 called the Collapse DLC. And it kind of goes through Joseph Seed's mind as the game's going on and stuff. And it's like, this is beautiful storytelling.
Nice.
So yeah, it's good you're picking it up again. So where are you? Because you said you've killed John Seed. And like you said, you were going after Faith now?
Yeah, I'm at the point where I've got to do, like, I think maybe 3-4 more missions. And then I get the boss fight with Faith Seed.
Yeah, the reason I like Far Cry 5 so much is because there's a lot of hints that there's some way to save Faith, because she's the one that's kind of being manipulated, but, and, like, she said, like, your choices led you here. It's like, she kind of says that repeatedly, and it's like, oh, is there a way I could have saved her in some way? That, I think, would have made the game like, 11 out of 10 if they did that, but.
Yeah. I do think of Far Cry 5 as sometimes, like, a horror game, because sometimes I'll be, like, driving, and my Widowmaker just driving, having a good time, shooting a lot of 50 cals. And then she'll just talk in my head, and I'm just like, what the fuck, who's in the truck?
It's not only that, there's a time I was playing off camera, because this didn't happen on video, but actually there's one part that happened on video where I was just walking and she was randomly sitting there, and I'm like, that's creepy. But what she does, yeah, as you get further, I don't know if you noticed this, Noah, she creates fake people. And what she'll do...
So the fuck are you talking about fake people?
No, there's fake... In her region, when you're getting close to her boss fight, there's fake people walking around. And you can tell they're fake by their face. They look weird, and when you pull out your binoculars or you pull out, like, a sniper scope, you know how you can mark them in the game? They don't mark. So if you're looking at someone and you're like, why isn't this marking? That's a fake person, and that will turn into her or, like, turn into a bear or something and jump scare you. It is terrifying.
That's actually one of the weirdest fucking things I've had happen. It's like, I'll see face seed around, and every now and then I'll just be like, I'm gonna shoot you and see what happens. They do it, transforms into a bear or a cougar, and I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, for me, it was terrifying. This happened on the videos, too, where, like, I was just walking down a road, I see someone, like, walking towards me, I scan them just because I'm like, oh, are they civilian, or are they evil, or whatever, and they don't scan them, like, they're not real. They're not real. And I'm like, oh my god, I was so terrified. I got chills as soon as that happened.
Yeah. I did actually learn. Did you know that there's a perk in Far Cry 5 that's called Black Market where you can buy, like, special ammunition?
Yeah. I didn't get that immediately. I prioritized health and stuff first, but...
Yeah. I didn't get that until, like, I just started playing again. Those special bullets are fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, getting to shoot people with incendiary around is pretty epic.
Oh, yeah. The incendiary shotgun is pretty fun.
Yeah. You do get a shotgun for beating Faith. It's called the Sinner or something, Sin Eater or something, whatever it's called. And that's what I used throughout the game.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I've got a special 50-cal round for her.
It's not an ad for Far Cry 5, but I highly encourage, if you haven't got it yet, please do. I love Ubisoft and what they've been doing. I haven't liked their recent stuff, but Far Cry 5 is a masterpiece, and if you haven't played it, it's kind of like not watching Polar Express during Christmas. You've committed some sort of crime, and you should be in prison for life if you haven't, so, you know.
Agreed.
Unless you hate shooters. Yeah, I was gonna say, John's never played, so that's why I didn't say anything. Unless you don't like story. If you don't like story games, or not story games, if you don't like shooter games, I get it. You know, you're gonna be shooting a lot of stuff throughout the game. But if you can get past the shooter and you love story games, and you like story games that kind of have a little bit of choices, it's not like Detroit Become Human where every second you're making some sort of choice. There's mainly a choice at the beginning, and there's a choice at the end that will determine the ending you get. And it's beautiful. Beautiful.
It is, right. Actually.
That is... Yeah, I was like, did we get a surprise sponsor right now? What's going on?
No, that's advertisement.
That'd be so funny if I, like, private chat and Noah and be like, hey, we got a sponsorship. You want to troll the shit out of John? It's just like...
I've been with it for so fucking long.
Yeah, it would have been so funny if we're, like, talking about this for the entire... Like, that's the topic. We're just like, screw John's topic. We're talking about, like, we got sponsors. Let's talk about Ubisoft the entire time.
Though, I don't think you should be saying you love Ubisoft, because last I knew they were being canceled for having NFTs or something in a game.
Well, everyone's tried to do that, so I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, this is a new thing, and, like, everyone was doing it, and then, like, a bunch of people were like, wait, that's actually a scam, and they're like, oh, whoops.
And also, there's different departments of Ubisoft. There's the people that make the Far Cry games, there's the people that make the Mario Plus Rabbids, there's the people that make the Skull and Bones, whatever. I like the department that's making Far Cry, so that's what I specifically mean, but...
Does that count as the creator showcase? Ubisoft's the creator showcase?
No, because I have an email to read, it's not a creator showcase.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, we went a little bit over, but hey, you know what? It's the new year, let's go a little over today. No, it's fine. So I have an email here, and it has nothing to do with Far Cry, don't worry. This email I got over the Christmas break, so it was about, I want to say it was like a couple days before Christmas, so it was already after me and John and Noah had like pre-recorded and stuff. It's his email, so I'll read it for you. So it's, hello, Ethan, John, and Noah. I'm so glad to be able to finally talk to you guys. I wanted to email you to tell you that I really enjoy your podcast. I've been listening since the Noah Gets Screwed episode, which,
oh, wow,
that was a long time ago. That was episode 14 or something. So you've been around a long time. And I really read that. And I've loved every episode since. My favorite recent episode is the Dead Silence game show. I really like how you made sound effects for everything that happened in the game. You really put a lot of effort into your game shows, and it really shows. I can't wait for the next one. My favorite thing about the podcast, though, is the hilarious dynamic you all have. The John versus Noah rivalry is always hilarious and always puts a smile on my face. Can't wait to see more from you guys. Love you. And this is from Alyssa.
Nice.
So thank you so much for that email. Loved reading that because I always try to put a lot of effort into my game shows, so I'm glad it's coming out. So I'm glad it's being able to be shown. Yeah, Dead Silence was definitely the most elaborate game show we've done on this entire podcast. If you have not listened to it, you should go listen to it. I basically made a game in audio format, and John and Noah had to hide and stuff. There's demons chasing them. There's sound effects for all the different demons. There's tense music that was playing while they were being chased and stuff. There's epic music at the end when they were running for their lives. So there's a lot of effort that went into that episode. So,
which email just reminded me, hey John, I got something for you.
I don't know.
Is it minus points for you?
Possibly.
But he's the host. Wait a minute.
But wait a minute. You want to lose points? You go right ahead.
Wait, but the math isn't mathing here.
Bald.
Wow. So creative.
Fuck you.
Oh! Anyway. Anyway, you guys got anything to say to Alyssa there?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you for the kind words. And I'm glad that people actually enjoy the survival. Because, like, at times, I'm like, do people actually enjoy this? Is this, are we going too far? if people are enjoying it, I'm glad.
Yeah. As for me, I will say thank you. That was very nice to hear. Yes, I do quite like the back and forth that me and John have. Quite love that, if you can't tell. But, yes, very kind words. Great to hear. And yes, those game shows are very fun. Dead Silence was, I think, my favorite. I thought John was going to kill me at the end, but, you know, surprisingly, he didn't.
Thought about it.
he thought about it. Yeah, no, the Dead Silence game show was my favorite. That one took the longest, so I'm glad you like it a lot, Alyssa, because that one took the longest to make. That one took about, 3 weeks to fully kind of... Because remember, that had if statements, as, like, an actual game does. It had, like, conditions like an actual game does, and then John and Noah were a team as opposed to being against each other that time. And they got the good ending. You know, there you go. There's three different endings, too. I almost forgot about that. They got the good ending, though. So I basically made a full-fledged game, and that's why it's a game show, because I made a game. Yeah, Season 2 is going to have a lot of... Because you mentioned you can't wait to see the next one. I don't know what the next one's going to be, but you, I can promise you, are going to love the game shows that come out of Season 2, because they're amping up. Because Season 1 had some really good ones, like the Dream Scheme, What Do You Do, which I may or may not be working on a Season 2. That Priest might be coming back. But I'm like, there's a lot of fun stuff that's going to be coming out of Season 2 when it comes to the game show. So hold on to your horses. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Which, I have a quick did you guys know fact real quick.
I do know. I know everything and there is to know.
I doubt either if you know this. Did you guys know you can buy a forklift off eBay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, obviously.
You can buy it off Craigslist too.
Oh, okay. I have a different issue now then.
Okay.
Did you know that pigs have 30-minute orgasms?
Yep.
Why do you know that?
But yeah, I know that. John, we just had two different responses. I say yes immediately. John's like, why do you know that?
I was waiting for Ethan to be like, yes, to the John. Just perfect.
But yes, I actually did know that. I don't know remember where I learned that, but it's a fact that I wish I could forget.
I know where I learned that. It was distractible.
Of course it was.
Oh, that makes sense. I might have learned it there too. I'm not sure.
Maybe. It's very possible.
Anyway, you lose points for that because I already knew both of those things.
Why? I don't understand how you work.
Anyway, we should probably get into the actual topic. Which is, in fact, not Ubisoft or Noah giving us fun facts that we already know.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. So, Hey guys, this is editing Ethan here. You usually don't get to hear me much often. Usually I'm in the background doing a bunch of stuff, like the Dead Silence game show, adding a bunch of cool things. Recently you heard me on the Video Game GeoGuessr episode, because I obviously had to tell you guys what was going on. But I have a little thing that I want to do. And it's actually going to be in conjunction with you guys at home. In a way, sort of. So, I want to test John and Noah. Because I want to see how often do they actually listen to their own podcast. And I'm curious on if you guys want to feel the same way. Do you want to know how often they listen to it? Because I personally listen to it almost every day. You know, because the Provokers podcast, if you listen to it every day, your brain just gets smarter by the second. So, like, it's just statistical fact proven by many scientists across the globe. But anyway, so I'm curious on how much they listen to it. So in this episode, we're going to test them. Because in exactly 1 month... So, in February, whenever I host in February, the first time I host in February, whenever that is, I will crown myself the winner. And they won't know it's coming. Unless they've seen this, unless they've heard this, then they will. And if they have heard this, then they need to say the phrase, banana suit jumper. Those three words together, banana suit jumper, in order to negate what I will do in February. Now, if they don't say that word by the time I... host in February, then I get to make myself the winner. And that's how it's going to be. This has never happened in the history of this podcast. The only time people actually get to make themselves the winner would be the favorite game episode. We've only done John so far, and he ended up losing. So he couldn't make himself the winner. So this hasn't happened in the Provokers podcast history. We're about to make history here. So let's see if John and Noah actually listen to their own podcast.
It is. If you reach into your memories... if you've been here for a while, if you haven't been here for a while, if you scroll back on the list of topics, we did a topic where we built a story where I would say the beginning was, or a middle or whatever, and then the next person would do the next part, and then the third person would do the third part. And we're doing that again.
Yeah.
So
if you want to check out the episode he's referencing, it's called We Have the Funny. That's the name of the episode.
Yep.
So it's actually in the top 10.
It is. I didn't know that. See, that's a fun fact you could have brought up now.
Well, he wouldn't have known that.
Well, maybe you should have. Anyway, who shall go first? I say Noah.
Well, I was going to say that I think the host should go first, but okay.
No, it doesn't matter, because in Build a Story, it's just whoever the host picks to go first. They can select themselves at some point, but it's just whoever they choose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any moment, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is a great story so far. I'll definitely tell it to my future kids.
Hold the hell on.
That's my favorite story.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a bald prince in a kingdom filled with fucking vampires. I don't fucking know.
You need to stop doing that. And we talk about pet peeves. There was a pet peeve I had when I was re-listening to that episode of the Build a Story. Every time Noah would say something, he would end it with, I don't know. It's like, what do you mean you don't know? You're the one creating the story! I would lose my mind.
Alright.
So, whoever's going next, John,
I'm curious. Are you trying to lose?
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway. Ethan,
I have to build off of that.
Pick up Yeah, you need to build off of it.
Great, awesome. All I heard was kingdom and vampires. So fantastic.
I think it was a bald prince.
So. Oh well, yeah, bald prince. Washington. Yeah, great. Okay, he's in a thing full of vampires. Got it. And so is he a vampire himself? I guess that's something we got to figure out.
You can make that up.
Okay.
No, didn't specify. So
as the only person that wasn't a vampire in the said kingdom, the vampires looked at him with glee. And they're like, wait a minute. Something smells off about that guy. Let's reach him and go investigate him. And so the king of the kingdom went down off his throne and went to go have a look at him. And he looked through his binoculars and saw that he was bald. And the light shone right back into his face and blinded his eyes. He was now blind. And as the vampires noticed that the king was now injured, they had to attack this new person that came into town.
So this new bald non-vampire he doesn't know that they're vampires. Right? He's new to town, right? He's just walking in, seeing how things are. So he's like, oh, what a friendly people. And then they bite him, and then he dies.
All right.
He doesn't become a vampire, he dies.
Yeah, that's how vampires work. Bite you and die.
Well, they got too eager, you know, because he's the only person around.
Oh, yes, I see the problem. They just bit a little too hard.
So, yeah, they bit too hard, and then he died.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes, they bite on the neck. They bite a little too hard, you die.
Listen, if you don't like the ending of the story, maybe you should have a better beginning.
Or maybe they bit him on the dick.
Interesting. Okay. Let's see here. I would be tempted to never ask Noah to do anything.
Well, the way we did this last time is, like, we always swapped, so there's never someone that did, like, the beginning twice or the middle twice or whatever.
Shot it.
Let's see here. In a faraway land, there was three fools who were so dumb to trust each other with anything that could be remotely done by anyone that they just stumbled their way through. And the third one, he is the stupidest of the three, right? And he had this bright idea to strap dynamite to the back of their car so it would go faster.
What the fuck time period is this?
Anyway, you go.
I just did the middle.
All right, you did the middle. You right.
You right.
No, you go.
Wait, what the fuck? That worked?
What do you mean it worked? We literally just talked about how no one does something twice.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. Not the part that we don't do twice, that he did the middle.
You're doing the middle. Hurry up. And don't say, oh, I don't know at the end of it. Just finish it.
Can you say, I don't know, you lose points.
As the dynamite blew, the car flung forward. Faster and faster they went. These three fools thought to themselves, maybe we're going a little too fast. We should apply the brakes. So one fool presses on the brakes, and one fool flies through the windshield. The other two look at each other like, oh shit, he might be dead. They run off the car. Go look at their buddy. His face is all fucked up. His nose is broken remarkably. His chin is scraped to hell. His forehead is bleeding like there's no tomorrow. His knee is somehow backwards. Like, that makes any fucking sense. But what makes even no more sense than that is his ass is... No, his penis.
What?
What?
What did you just say at the end?
His ass is now his penis?
Am I picking up off of that? Like, what?
I guess so.
Okay, alright, great. The other two fools, they get back in the car, and they run him over just to make sure he's actually dead. And turns out, they weren't sure, so they ran him over again just to be double sure that he was dead. And this time, they smushed his head, and they were pretty sure he was dead. And then, immediately as they were about to drive off, a cop came and pulled him over. They're like, sir, I saw you were speeding. I'm gonna have to ticket you for that. And they're like, no, officer, we swear we weren't speeding. We're just trying to make sure our friend was dead. And he's like, yeah, but I saw you going 50 and 45 the other like an hour ago. So we're gonna have to ticket you for that. And so the cop hands him the ticket, and the cop looks at the dead friend, and he's like, well, gotta call this in. And so he does. He calls it in, and four other police officers arrive on the scene. And the two fools, they're like, they're shaking in their boots. They're like, oh no, they're gonna know that we killed him. They're gonna know. And the cops examines the body, and they're like, yep, he must have fell out. He must have got hit by a car. That's a real shame. And then they just leave.
He just leave. Just like that.
What a great ending. So I love, my favorite part of that, is the fact that they told the officer, oh no, we wanted to make sure our friend was dead. And the officer was like...
Yeah, I did that on purpose. He doesn't get paid enough, all right?
Too much paperwork.
Yeah, too much paperwork. He doesn't get paid enough.
Yeah. Let's go get some donuts, Johnson.
Yes, that is a great ending. I'm glad that instead of, you know, trying to get their friend to the hospital, they decided just to murder him.
Well, he's dead on the spot. You gotta think about it.
No, he wasn't dead on the spot. They ran him over twice to make sure that he was actually dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. He was just brutally, brutally injured.
Yeah. He was basically in a coma, and then they wanted to run him over to make sure he was actually dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think after being ran over a couple times, he's definitely dead.
Yep. They crushed his head.
You listen to my story?
No, I was going for him, don't you?
Nah, you know what? Yeah, I love that ending of this episode now. Just to sign, you know. Let's see. I went first, now it's Ethan.
My turn to go first?
Yep.
All right. There was a person that was driving into town, and his name was Oliver. Now, Oliver, he was known around the world for being a famous celebrity. He did tours, he did all sorts of signings, he did a lot of sort of events, and people loved him. Everyone except one person. And this person was named William. And William hated his guts. He wanted him dead, in fact. And so what he did is, before he was driving into town, he was getting his car fixed because he was having some problems with the tires and he wasn't sure what was going on. William snuck into the car mechanic shop and put a pipe bomb right in between the engine of the car. That way, the next time he turned it on, it would immediately blow him up.
Okay.
Well, so, I guess it's my turn now, because no, it went middle last time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Oliver, you know, he was about to get in his car when he was like, maybe there's something wrong with my car. But he's like, nah, the people just fixed the car. Yeah. You know, if there's something wrong, they would have spotted it. So I guess I'm just going crazy or something. So he gets in his car, puts the key in the ignition, he turns it, and then he blows up.
Well, that was just... Okay.
So I guess he's leaving you on...
I know, his story.
Yeah, I guess... Big
happy flat. Hey, it's it. We're in heaven now. Hi, St. Peter. May I come through the gates? I was just blown the fuck up.
It's your job to figure out how to end the story, no?
Yeah, okay, all right. So his name is Oliver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oliver, in heaven, looking over William. Bastard. He killed me with a pipe bomb. If only I could get him back. God looks down on Oliver. That is not possible, my son. You are now a child of God. You cannot kill. So Oliver just accepts his fate and stays in heaven and lets William live a life until he dies of old age.
See, I feel like if you were to end the story for him getting blown up, you would take it from another person, like the car mechanic's perspective. He's just like sipping his coffee, watching like the news or something. He just hears a massive explosion in the distance. It's like, oh,
that
well,
would be some shit.
Those darn scandals again. You know, they're at it again, and then he doesn't even go check because he doesn't care.
What? Wouldn't that really be some shit though? Imagine you're just a car mechanic. You're in your shop, having a sip of your coffee, looking at the newspaper. You hear this giant explosion. You go look in the parking lot. The customer you just served, dead in the parking lot.
There's a giant crater in the ground where his parking lot is.
Giant crater in the ground, big plume of smoke, fire.
See, that's how you should have ended it.
So you did.
Oh, shit.
Because he's stuck.
Got him.
Oh, well.
All right. So, I think, if my math is massing.
My math is massing.
It's your turn now to do the thing.
All right. We have a dude. His name is, I'm bad with names. All right, Jamie. His name's Jamie. Mm. Jamie has a passion. He wants to be a race car driver, but not just any race car driver. He wants to be a NASCAR race car driver for some fucking reason. So he thinks the best way to do that, since he's 5 years old currently, is get in his mom's car, get in the driver's seat, and take that baby for a spin. So he does exactly that. Some way, somehow, this little ass toddler wheels his way to the front of the car, gets in the driver's seat, starts the car, and is just rolling off. His mother notices this, and she starts losing her shit. Because, well, you know, I think any mother would in this situation. Her baby's driving off, he's 5 years old, he's in the car driving. So she starts chasing after him. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the bus comes out of nowhere, hits little Jamie in the car. He's definitely dead. Of course, the mother is here.
I feel like we're making these a little too long, because in the first episode, they were kind of short burst things, but now we're making them too long, I think.
Yeah, I think you've had enough now.
He got hit by a bus.
Yes, he got hit by a bus. Let's see. Next.
It'd be me, but I that was so damn long, I don't even remember who the, like, what was happening in it.
Yeah, so to recap, Jamie wants to be a race car driver, gets in a car, drives off, and gets hit by a bus. He's 5 years old, by the way.
Oh, he's five. Okay, so he's dead, though.
Definitely.
So the mother fell to her knees and was so saddened by what she just witnessed. She just saw her own son get run over by a bus, and he was only 5 years old. And so the coroner came and was like, he was just kind of in the area already. He came over to the mother's like, I'm so sorry for your loss. And she pulls out a gun of truth in the face.
Yes, see, in the mother's grief of her poor son, Jamie, she was driven insane. And so she decided to start a life of crime. Become the next kingpin, as it would. And she just starts going on a murder spree. It's brutal.
Oh my god.
And so the police have her cornered in an abandoned warehouse and she's like, they're like, we have you surrounded, ma'am. Come out with your hands up. And so she does. But she tried to trick them, right? And starts to pull out her guts, and then she just gets shot by a million people, because, like, I mean, shit, and she was surrounded.
I feel like you could have just ended it right where she said he began a life of crime and started killing everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still hilarious, but that would have been a great ending to the story.
Yeah.
Began a life of crime.
I don't know why, but I just pictured her some way, somehow, becoming, like, a mob boss.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was the best one so far.
Yeah. We should do this more often.
Well, I think we're doing it better with how if we just do them in quick short bursts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that was Noah's story. Started of story. And so next is Easton.
Okay. Let's see. So there's a famous pole dancer. Her name was Charlotte. it's fine. Her name was Charlotte. And she was known around... She was known by the local community for her excellent, quote-unquote, dance moves, right? And one day, the strange-looking man came into the club for friends. That's the name of it. And he walks over and he pays for his drink, and he looks over to Charlotte and he's like, she looks familiar. I feel like I've met her before. And so naturally he walks up to her while she's still in the middle of dancing and, demands to speak with her. And she's like, excuse me, sir, you gotta wait your turn. I got plenty of guys waiting. All right. Also $50 an hour. And he's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I just want to talk to you. And so she, what this guy didn't realize is that she was a black belt, and so she just kicked him to the ground and knocked him out.
Jesus.
All right. Let's see. I did last one last time, so like middle. I pick up from there. So, you know, Charlotte, she's just knocked this guy out, and he's on the ground there, and she goes, sorry, somebody, I don't want to talk to that loser. And so she continues dancing. And then people come up to her and be like, did you just knock that guy out? And she goes, yeah, I just knocked that guy out. If you have a problem with it, I'll knock you out too. And so they're like, maybe I shouldn't mess with Charlotte. We're gonna leave her alone. And so she keeps on dancing.
Okay. All right. I think I see a good way to end this. All right. So, end of the night comes. Charlotte, I think her name is. She's in the locker room, so to say, counting her tips, and she notices that she's short $100. So, she goes to her manager and gives him a quick kick to the nuts. Says, what the hell, I'm missing money. He says, I don't want any more trouble after you just kicked me in the balls. Gives her another $200. Then she just goes on a rampage of kicking guys in the balls.
Okay.
All right. Seems she got a taste for violence after knocking that one guy out.
I was gonna say she got the she was in the thrill of the moment, you know.
Yeah,
these are very violent stories.
That's what happened to the first one. It's because it's hilarious.
Yeah,
it is true.
Yeah, you gotta remember, John, we all do something unique. I believe I blow up elderly homes. You blow up orphanages. I forget what Ethan does.
I blow up orphanages. John just helps, all right? Or he burns down the International Space Station.
Yeah, I blow up rockets and space stations.
He's also threatened to blow up the moon as well, so.
Yes. Oh, yes, that is true.
It's usually space-related objects I'm blowing. That's
or burning down in some way.
Yes. Sounds about right.
All right, let's see. So, I went first, and then Ethan went first, so now it's Noah's turn to go first.
No, it's not. Isn't it your turn to go first this time? Because Noah just Noah did the one before me, and then I just did that one. Right? Or am I mistaken? No, I did
yeah,
that.
No, that's right.
Yeah. So it'd be your turn, Mr. Host.
All right. Well, you know, there was a day, unlike any other, where this man, we'll call him Bob. And Bob, you see, he was hilarious. Everyone loved him, and so he decided he wanted to start up his own comedy club. Right? Not just a stand-up comedy. He's got bigger dreams than that. He wants to own the entire club, right? And so he starts going to work, raising the money to start his club, and then on this fateful day like any other, he finally had his own club that he could run.
Okay. So, Bob, the stand-up comedy club owner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my turn now?
Yeah, that's why we're all silent.
Alright, okay, so, Bob, being a stand-up comedy club owner, decided having a stand-up comedy club wasn't just good enough. He decided he was going to go on tour, and just around the U.S. Maybe if it did well enough, next year he would go around the U.S. and maybe Europe. So eventually, he started selling out arenas and baseball stadiums or fucking something like that. And he started doing these really big comedy shows, and people loved him. He made millions. He was filthy rich. He could have had 50 comedy clubs. So that's exactly what he does. He buys 50 comedy clubs.
All right. What was the name again? What was the name?
Bob.
All right, Bob. Okay.
Bob the comedian.
So Bob, with all his wealth and all of his glory, he knew someone was going to be after him. He knew he had a target on his back. And this was confirmed when he got a letter in the mail saying, "You better watch your back, Bob. I know where you live. I know where you. I know what you did on September 23rd. I know what you did that night on the January 2nd. And I know where your kids are. And I know where you are. At all times. In any moment, you can run. You can hide, but nothing will save you. I will be following you no matter where you go. Every coffee shop, every Starbucks, which is a coffee shop. I don't know why you go to two different coffee shops. But you go to McDonald's too. I know that. Because you're broke. Even though you seem like you have a lot of money. So, I know where everything is. I even know that your favorite sock goes on your left foot. I know everything about you." And so Bob, obviously frightened by this weird letter he's been got, talking about his feet in McDonald's, and he's not sure what's going on. He thinks maybe it's just a prank. Until he realizes that there's C4 planted all around his house, and his kids were inside, so he ran inside to try and save them, and then they blow.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I love the letter. I know where you live. It's like, yeah, that's obvious because you sent me a letter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I know where you live. I can see you at all times.
That's why I said it. I was like, this letter, I gotta make this letter the most ridiculous part of it. That way I can lead into them all exploding in a house fire. So.
Goes to save his kids, dies immediately.
No, they all die because the kids were in there, too.
Yeah.
Everyone
dies.
He still has sense. He had two kids, yet no wife.
The stories are great.
Well, he could have had a wife. We just didn't talk about it.
The wife, yeah, we didn't talk. She's kind of, you know, she's kind of like a secondhand wife, you know what I mean? She kind of wasn't in the picture.
Right. She's like a Karen. She's a bitch.
Alright, sure.
She divorced Bob for money.
Yeah, he got too much money.
She divorced Bob for his fortune. Took half his stuff, half the kids, half the
so
cars.
So now I think it's Noah's turn again, right?
Should be. Alright, okay. There once was a YouTuber named Olive Oil.
Olive Oil.
What a name.
Alright.
Olive Oil was a guy who really loved to cook. Not only did he love to cook, he loved to make especially Italian food. His favorite was to make pasta. Because, you know, who the fuck don't like some good pasta? And what he would love to have with his pasta was wine. Because, you know, Italians.
Oh, yeah. Am I picking up after that?
Son of a
All right.
There's a motorcycle going by.
Yeah, we heard it. Okay, so his name is Olive Oil, and he makes cooking content, and where was the last sentence you said?
He likes to make pasta and drink wine.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, Olive Oil, he was always made fun of for his name, because when people would come into his stream, they were like, why do you have such a stupid name? Like, why, like, you could have thought of anything, you could have even had, like, an Xbox 360 name, and you chose Olive Oil, and so he only got bullied. And someone said in the stream, if I donate $500, I want you to chug Olive Oil just to prove to us how much you like it. And he was hesitant at first, but he's like, you know what? Sure. If you donate $500, I'll do it. And so the person did exactly what they said they were going to do. They donated $500 and he was commanded to drink the olive oil. And as he was drinking it, he felt it go down the wrong pipe and it was going towards his lungs. His lungs were now filled with olive oil.
Oh, God.
All right, John, have fun.
With his lungs full of olive oil, he started to panic. He didn't want to join the list of people who died on stream, but he knew it would make some quality content. So he did what only a insane person could do and died on stream in front of thousands.
I thought you were gonna say he was like whatever you said about like him dying on stream. I thought you were gonna say he didn't want to be someone else that just died by olive oil. I'm like, how many people died by olive oil per year?
Well, when you said that the person came in, it was like, I'm gonna give you $500 to chug olive oil. I thought you were gonna say, I'll give you $500 to pour olive oil all over you.
I was considering it, because I'm like, yeah, but then people might not know the reference unless I specifically say milk or whatever. But.
Right. Yeah. I would have gotten it.
Yeah, yeah.
We would have gotten it. They might not have.
Well, if you're part of John's. If you're part of John's cinematic universe, you might have got it.
Never fucking mind, I'm not.
That's an old bit, though. That was a lot.
It's an old bit. That was like, the first time I heard about that was in a Power Wash Convo episode. We that was a long time ago, even then.
Yeah.
Damn. That's all.
Alright, so that was Noah's beginning, so I think, because I just did the middle and before that I did the end, so I think it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
That sounds about right, yeah.
There was a man named Theodore. And he was very prestigious. You know, we talked about people have money. He had basically infinite money. He invested in stocks and real estate. Any investment you could possibly think of, he had. That's why he had so much money. But recently, he went to a Starbucks to get his classic double shot mocha iced cappuccino with extra cream and extra pumpkin. And he looked at his bank account, he realized that it was negative. And he's like, wait a minute. I'm not broke. That can't be right. And so he talked to his financial advisor, like, hey, what's going on here? And the financial advisor was like, yeah, I just stole all your money.
All right.
Sounds good. Yeah. So you see Theodore, he didn't take too kindly to his financial advisor stealing all his money. So he was like, you know what I gotta do? I gotta track down this financial advisor. I know where he lives because we had so many financial meetings. So he goes to his house, only to find that there's nobody home. And it seems that he has gone on the run from Theodore. And he's like, oh, I, you can't hide from me, financial advisor. I'll find you wherever you are and back. And he's saying this to nobody because obviously no one can hear him. He's just all alone. And so he starts tracking him down.
So he was just talking to himself and then he just started tracking Theodore down?
No, he is Theodore. He's tracking
He was talking to himself and then starts tracking down his financial advisor.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, Theodore, after he starts tracking down his financial advisor, he's making progress. He's doing good. He's making leaps and bounds to get to him. When all of a sudden, he realizes, I haven't pissed in quite a while. I'm going to go take a piss. I need to take a piss. So he goes and he takes a piss. And he looks down. And to his marvel, he looks down and he sees, not only did his financial advisor take his money, but he also took his balls. He took his manhood. He took his dignity. So he is done pissing. And he's now determined to find this financial advisor and put a bullet in his head.
How? I'm not going to question how that even works.
Okay. What an ending to the story, because nothing is resolved, and he just realizes that he all of us.
Great. All right, John, well, I believe it's your turn to do beginning.
Oh, shit.
Okay. There once was two individuals known as the Excellent Dynamic Weirdos. And the Excellent Dynamic Weirdos, they were known for being weird. I mean, that's why they called them Excellent Dynamic Weirdos. And so they were like, how can we profit from our weirdness? And one of them goes, how about we sneak into people's homes, steal their money, and then sell it back to them? And the other one goes, how does that make us any money if we're selling back their money? Why don't we just keep their money? He's like, no, because then we get sent to jail.
Okay.
Like, you're going to people's homes.
I think we might have did this wrong, because Noah can't do an ending again, because he just did one. So, Noah, yeah. You're doing the middle.
Okay. So, God, what was the name of this fucking weird duo?
The Amazing Dynamic Weird. Yeah.
Okay, the Amazing Dynamic Weirdos realize that instead of breaking into people's homes and, you know, returning their things to them in the morning, what they should actually do is go get some Uzis and rob a bank. Maybe a couple of ski masks, too. So they go, they rob a bank, and they almost get away from the police and their Ford Ranger. I'm making up the stupidest fucking details. Oh, well.
Is that the man in the middle there?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
So they're driving away and while the police are chasing them?
Yes.
Okay. So as they're driving, they keep checking the rearview mirror because they're like, they're gaining on us. And the other friend looks at the driver's side mirror, or his driver left side mirror, and he's like, nah, we're gonna make him eat our dust. And so he slams on the gas and goes 100 miles per hour down a residential road. A kid comes running out to grab the ball. They run him over. No regard for his life. And they keep driving, and they try to make a turn, but they take the turn way too quick, and the car ends up flipping at least 15 times, and the police end up catching him. The police knocks him out before they actually handcuff him. By the time the two wake up, they realize that they're in some sort of basement. There's cement walls all around them. They're handcuffed to a pole. They're not sure what's going on. And someone comes out from the darkness, holding a tall glass. And the bandit and the guys are like, what are you going to do to us? What are you going to do? And the guy whispers in their ears, I'm going to milk you.
What the fuck? I'm going to milk you. I don't know if I should be taking a sexually threatening.
Yeah, right? That's what you gotta figure out.
What the fuck? You're gonna milk what?
That's for the reader to decide, no?
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that is an ending. How are we doing on time?
Let me just double check. I mean, I think we can do like a couple last minute ones. Yeah, we can do a couple last minute ones.
Anyone know someone to feel cursed?
We gotta make these last couple ones worth it, gentlemen.
Yes.
Because the part three episode won't be like this. We're gonna make part three a bit different.
Yeah, it's gonna be usually.
Nah, be quiet. Be quiet over there. Right. The viewers don't get to know. spoiling the movie 10 minutes before it comes out? I don't believe it.
Yeah, but
okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, go first.
Okay. I really should think of these ahead of time, damn it.
No, don't think. That's how I make the best stories, is by not thinking.
Yeah. It's
you think I thought about the police officer milking the dude? Like, you think I thought of that?
The police officer milking. Oh, God. All right. Alright, so the story takes place in North Dakota with a guy named Tim.
Hmm.
Tim is best known as a funny guy, but also a regular at a bar. Not only that, but he has had a very hard and weird upbringing. Why is this so much harder?
Is that where you're ending it?
No, I'm trying to think of something cohesive, but...
How has any of our stories been good?
That's true.
Good point.
Not a single one.
Alright, so, Billy, one day, he's at his job. His boss is yelling at him. And he thinks to himself, you know what? Fuck this. I hate this. He says to his boss, go fuck yourself. If you got a problem with me, I'll be outside ready to beat your ass. I quit. And he just goes out the front door and waits for his ride.
We're going to cut you off there. hold on real quick. Let me know. Is he named Tim or Billy? Because you used both names.
I'll just go Billy. Billy's funnier. We're going to go Tim. Damn it.
Hmm. Okay. Wow.
Well, John, you're the end because I just did the end. Tim, I guess. I thought Billy was a better name, but whatever. So Tim, we'll make Billy the man. We'll make Billy the boss. How about that? So Tim walks outside in a wasted ride, as we just said, and Billy was enraged. He not only did he not give his 2-week notice, but he just he pulled the door on a push door. He can't have that nonsense. So he walks outside with an RPG, ready to face Tim. And Tim's like, "Where'd you get that from?" And he shoots it at him, and he almost dies.
Why am I just imagining Billy pulls it out like one of the characters from GTA? Just, where'd you get that?
That's what I said. That's why he's like, where'd you get that from?
Did you pull that out your ass?
John can say that when he does the end.
Tim nearly gets hit by the RPG, but just narrowly avoids it. And as Billy goes to reload, pulling his second rocket out of some place, Tim grabs him by the collar and chucks him into the road just as his ride is arriving. And the person in the car knows exactly what to do, and he runs Billy over. And just to make sure, he backs his car, stopping his wheel right above his head, and just does a burnout right on this guy's face.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Grace. All right, well, that ended in horrific murder.
Yeah.
And this is why, kids, you always put in your 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah, otherwise, you're an accomplice to murder.
And this, kids, is why you stay with your job even if you fucking hate it.
No, that's not the moral. The moral story is what I said.
No, the 2 weeks' notice is an important thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So who started? That was Noah that started that one, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so it's my turn to start one.
I believe so.
All right. There was Lucas was on the International Space Station. He worked there for quite some time. He's been working with NASA since 2014, so he's been quite established in the International Space Station. And he has two buddies that ride along with him. His two buddies, though, were outside working on the station as it needed to be fixed. Once Lucas was finicking around some things he needed to fix, he looked outside the window that was facing toward the sun. And the sun looked like it was getting closer. But he must be imagining it, because that's not possible. And so he continues working on his thing, and he feels like it's getting a lot hotter in the space station. He's like, there's no temperature here. How's it getting hotter? And he looks back out the window, and the sun is definitely close this time. He's like, wait a minute. Something's off about this. What's going on here? And so he he basically slowly crawls over to the airlock to be able to yell to his friends that they need to come back in. And he sees that his friends are nowhere to be seen.
Hmm. Okay.
So I think John is the middle.
That is me. Yes, so I did the last one. No, with his friends nowhere to be seen, and the sun closing in, Lucas has to make a decision. Does he abandon his friends wherever they may be, or does he try and find them? Lucas, not really caring about his friends, decides to escape.
Okay. Lucas, escaping from the International Space Station, gets into an escape pod and shoots back down to Earth. But on his way into Earth, space pod starts to heat up. It heats up so much that it gets weak. And when that space pod bullshit hits the water, it's immediately flooded with water. And right at that moment, Lucas comes out of his acid trip and remembers, that was all just a trip.
Oh my god. Just like, it was just all like a, he took some drugs and that's the trip he gets out of it. He was really in a pool the entire time.
Yeah, he was just in a pool, looking up at the sky, imagining everything. That's why he was in space.
Makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, that fixes all of the bottles in the story.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, and he didn't, his friends are gone because he doesn't have friends.
Exactly.
All right, John. Well, I believe this is our last one, but I forgot. I think it's you do the beginning, Noah's middle, and I'm the end, I think.
Yes. All right. This will be a doozy.
Yes.
There was once a man, and his name was Ed. Ed, he liked to, he had a flair for anything flammable, basically. He liked to burn things. When he was a kid, he would burn ants with magnifying glasses. When he was a teenager, he would throw things in a burn barrel. But as an adult, his thirst for fire is not satiated.
Okay. Who's doing the middle here?
You're the middle.
You are.
Okay. What's his name again? Ed?
Ed.
Okay. So, Ed's thirst for fire wasn't satiated, so first thing he could think of was to go to an orphanage and douse the damn place with gasoline. The children asked what he was doing. He just said he was washing the floors. He goes outside, throws the match, and engulfs into a burst of flame. There's screaming inside, is burning, and his thirst still isn't satisfied. So he goes home, burst down five more villages, not orphanages, oi.
Okay. Even after five more orphanages, his hunger for fire couldn't be quenched. He knew the one thing that could satisfy him. So, he went to the government. He went to the White House, in fact, actually. Went to the White House, saw the president, shot him immediately. No, nothing. Killed him immediately. The guards rush in, but they were no match because his fire could not be quenched. And so he threw Molotov cocktails at all the guards that were trying to come in the door. And he walked over to the president's table while the guards were burning, their faces were burning. He accesses the nuclear launch codes for all the nukes that the U.S. has, and he launches them. He gives the command. And the people that were waiting the command were like, wait, this doesn't sound right. There's no wars happening. And so they try to stop him too, but his quench, it couldn't be quenched. He had to do it. He had to launch the codes. And he went to the nuclear factory himself, shot everybody in there, at least 25 people. And what he didn't know and what he didn't realize at the time was that it was a bring your kid to work day, but he didn't care. His fire could not be quenched. So he grabs the nuclear launch codes, inserts them into the machine, and launches at least 25 nukes on the planet, resulting in all fire across the globe. And he finally, his desire for fire was finally quenched.
Kim Jong-un ain't got shit on this dude.
Bring your kid to work day.
Bring your kid to work day.
Oh, that's great.
Everyone. 25 people. Just bring your kid to work day.
Two sentence horror story right there. This madman walked into a building, killed 25 people. It was bring your kid to work day. Oh my god.
I don't care if I lose. That was fucking funny.
Well, I needed to make it a good one. That was our last one.
Yes, that's of course. But that is the final story. And the points are pointing.
The points
are so open. Who would like to hear their verdict first?
Well, as sure. I've said before, it goes women, shoulder, and bald men, but because you're the host, I think Noah is automatically next in that roster. So it goes women, shoulder, and bald men, and then anyone named Noah.
I think it'd be stupid Joker.
No, I don't care what you think. And you get a whopping 23 points, so pretty good even for me. That's a lot more, yeah. You started off in the negatives for a little bit, but then you brought it back around. But it still wasn't enough, because Ethan got 48.
Oh my, Jesus that Christ. Was way more than I found. I mean, I guess if you started in the negative, that would make sense.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense, but Jesus Christ, I got my ass beat.
Yeah, I mean,
you lost a lot of points. I also took a point away every time you said, I don't know, or for some reason, or something to that effect.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, like, I think me and John might have a bit of an advantage with this one, just because, well, I write books, but also John, I also read, and so does John. So we're naturally, I mean, I can't speak for John, but I'm definitely naturally a storyteller, so I can kind of make things up on the fly pretty easily. It's harder to make, like, I could make a really good cohesive story on the fly. It's harder to make funny stories, though. It's really harder to make, like, really funny stories that just make absolutely no sense, because then you're just pulling from nothing. You're pulling from nothing, whereas a good story, you have a plot to follow, you have, like, good characters that aren't going to die in the next two sentences, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a lot harder to work with, but I still find it pretty fun. That's my winner speech, by the way.
Yep. Okay. I mean, I didn't ask for that, but you gave it.
You so, got it anyway.
Yeah. No, you don't get a losing speech since you just lost so much.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh. Fuck you too, asshole.
Well, you know, I mean, I would take away my own points, but it doesn't really matter because you just sucked so bad that you lost so much.
No, it doesn't, it doesn't, bitch.
Wow.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation that made way. You can find myself over at Demons Feedings on Twitch and on YouTube. I've got plenty of good content, even if I'm not currently uploading. There's a lot of stuff there for you to listen to or watch or whatever. Check out Ethan at FlabsXGaming and also Twitch, but isn't really streaming that much right now. And you can find NoahDog on Instagram, NoahDog5434.
Yeah, you have a memory.
Yes. Anyway, you can also check out our Patreon, where it's called The Provokers, where we have multiple tiers, which allow you to get special stand perks. The tiers range from $1 to $100, each having more and more perks. The higher tier you buy, the more you get. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server. So your rest are there, and you can talk to us or the other patrons. And we also have the extended cut episodes on our store for the Patreon, where we have about 30-minute episodes. First five are $3, and then after that, $1. If you like the cheaper ones, you can check out the expensive ones. And I think that will do it. We'll see you guys next time.
John, your mom was a tree.